don't that way, like
most things.
Alright, well, so let's begin. We are picking up page Shin Chav Ches, actually the last section of this particular chapter, Perek Revi. Before we move on to Perek Chamishi, we're actually almost finished with the Sefer. Three more prakim. So let's begin. Shin Chav Ches, the second section. Sod HaChayim HaTobim, the secret of a good life. At 5:45 in the morning, right? This is it. He says, I should have put this out. First of all, really it should be titled The Beginning of the Secret of a Happy Life. Yes. We'll get a little bit of a sound bite over here. Givaris Karnu. Esmash Amar Rabbi Nassan, Schusa Yagin Alino. Let's go back and review that which we learned in the name of Rabbi Nassan. Remember again, Rabbi Nassan was the Talmud Muvak, the primary disciple of Rabbi Nachman. And what did Rabbi Nassan say? Well, say this is such a profound statement. Any place where I see a deficiency in this world, either it's because a person didn't daven about it at all, or shekin ispalalu aval ma'at, or maybe they davened but too little. So I'll say, so first of all, just to absorb the profundity of this statement, Rabbi Nassan says, any place in this world where I see a chisaron, I see a deficiency, I see something that is broken, it is only broken because people never davened for it, or they didn't daven enough. So what does this mean? Ha'amira hazos tomenes v'chuba esot ha'chayim ha'ila. This statement says the Mechaber contains the secret to successful living. If a person davens every single day regarding every detail of his life, gashmius, his material life, beruchnius, and his spiritual life, yiskej lahashlim es kol chasronosav, he will be privileged to go ahead and be mashlim, to complete everything that is deficient in his life. Aval b'nei Adam shirim ispalim. Rabbi, so listen to this. This is a great line. People who don't daven, why don't they daven? Ki umrim she'im lahem p'nai l'kach. Because they don't have time. Rabbi, say, now, I want to point something out. Remember, this is building on yesterday and the day before, which is, remember, when we speak about davening over here, what kind of davening are we speaking about? Right? Remember, pre-davening. This is the Hashem Safasai Tiftach. This is the Tfila Lifnei Tfila. But remember again, this is not Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. It goes without saying that a Jew daven Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about, we'll say, the Tfila that I daven when I find myself at the intersection and I know that I want to get to Yerushalayim. But what? I'm not sure how to get there. It's the tefillah that takes stock of my life. It's the tefillah where I take a step back and I say, who do I want to be? What do I want to be? And ultimately, again, how do I accomplish that? It's the tefillah where I introspect. I introspect and I think about, how am I living? What am I doing? What's going right? And what's broken? That's the tefillah we're referring to over here. Suppose I say, going back for just a moment, when Rabbi Nachman goes ahead, David, it's okay, don't worry. When Rabbi Nachman goes ahead and says, any place where I see a chisaron, I know that people either didn't daven at all or they didn't daven. So what is Rabbi Nachman saying? What does that mean? You see someone who's suffering, it's because they didn't daven enough? That's it. No, Rabbi Nachman says, whenever I see someone and I see that he has potential, but that potential has not been actualized, that's a chisaron, there's something deficient, there's something lacking. Why? It's either because he hasn't davened or he hasn't davened enough. What does that mean? That he missed mincha? No. When Rabbi Nassim says, whenever I see someone with potential and I see he hasn't actualized it, it's only because he hasn't taken the opportunity to daven the additional tefillos. Because he hasn't taken the time to introspect, he hasn't taken the time to cogitate, he hasn't taken the time to think about his life, and he's sitting there at the cross sections, at the intersection, yearning and wanting to get to Yerushalayim, but he's never taken the time to really think about how to get there. That's what Rabbi Nassim is saying. Komakom sha'ani roach yisaron. Wherever I see a deficiency, wherever I see a person who has not fully self-actualized, It's either because he didn't daven at all, or he hasn't davened enough. Such a profound idea. Says Zeres Nu, why don't people daven? Why don't people daven? So, you know, if this was Lahavdil, you know, like Family Feud, right? So what I heard from a friend that there's like a show like that, right? So the number one thing that would come up is what? Why don't people daven? No time. No, who has time? Ein lo p'nei l'kach. So he says, you know, when someone doesn't have time, to what can they be compared? L'mahim domim, l'ben ashirim sheholich bebegadim kruim. Ravu Batsua. This could be compared like the son of a very wealthy man who walks around with tattered clothing, always hungry and broken. And they ask him, "No, why don't you ask your father's a nice guy, he loves you, why don't you ask him for help? Why don't you ask him for some money for his clothing, for some money for food?" So what does the fool answer them? You know what? I know that I need to get around to it, but I just don't have time yet. I don't have time. I'm walking around in rags and I have no food to eat. I know of course my father could help me, but you know what? I just don't have time yet to seek with him. So what happens? So a person who sees is a fool, make time. Make time, no matter how busy you are, no matter what you're involved in, make time to go ahead and ask your father for help. Kahu also Adam Sheino Mispalo. So say a person who doesn't daven. And again, remember, the tefillas that we're talking about over here, Bosai, is the tefillah lifneha tefillah, the Hashem Safasai Tiftach, perhaps what one could consider the most important of tefillos. The tefillah ultimately, again, the tefillah, where one introspects, where one thinks, where one connects with himself and figures out how to get to Yerushalayim. So a person who walks around, the person who doesn't daven, shaholech mali bechesronos, walks around life with problems. What kind of problems? Bios, shalom bayis problems, parnasa problems, midos raos problems, taivas raos problems, right? Negative desires. Atzvos, sadness, atzvos, laziness, va'od. Kazavosai, we all have these issues. We all have these issues. So, you know, everyone has all of these issues, just in varying degrees. Some people have more parnosa issues than shalom bayis issues. Some people have more shalom bayis issues than sadness issues. Some people have more taiva issues than all of the other issues. But everybody's got issues, right? We spoke about this last Shabbos. So everyone has issues in different ways. V'sholim also knew, Lama incha mevakish me'avicha shem Hashem sheyashlim chesron asecha? Why don't you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help? Now we'll say, remember again, that asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help comes in two forms. Remember again, that's when I engage in this introspective prayer. So what I'm doing is, I'm identifying what is deficient and how can I fix it. And number two, I'm also asking the Ribono Shel Olam for assistance. So he asks, Sanu, why don't you daven? V'omer, ein li p'nei l'kach. And what do I answer? I don't have time. I say, foolishness. Foolishness. Shin Chavtes. Adam Shehevin Esot HaTvila. Yispalel Ama Shechasalo. Bein Begashmius, Bein Beruchnius. Leman HaEmes, Sarach Sheikar Tviloso Tia Ruchnius. Umemela Gam Chesronoso, Gam Yismalu Es Chesronoso HaAchirim. We'll say, so we'll have to pick up with this piece next week a little bit more. But this is a very important Yisod, where the Mechaber says, in this introspective period of prayer, I'm supposed to daven for everything. Gashmius and Ruchnius. But he says a very important Yisod of Osan. A person who is complete in his Ruchnius is very often happy in his Gashmius. So as I sometimes the problems that I have in my... Sometimes a person has real problems in his Gashmius is that he's struggling financially. Okay, that's a real problem with your Gashmius. Other times, my issues are more in my relationship to my Gashmius. I'm not necessarily struggling financially, but I have a burning desire for more. And no matter how much I have, I can't seem to feel content. I can't seem to feel happy. We'll say, that's not a problem with my Gashmius. That's a problem with my Ruchnius. So the Mechaber says, sometimes when your person is molly with his Ruchnius, ultimately, again, the Gashmius falls into place as well. But we'll pick up with that piece in Meretz Hashem on Monday. We'll stop over here, I will say. Pick up Shin Chav Tassim, Meretz Hashem on Monday. Shkoyach.